The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow over Alabama's new political districts, which the state legislature redrew after the 2010 census. The Alabama Legislative Black Caucus and the Alabama Democratic Party say the new political boundaries amount to racial gerrymandering. But the Alabama Attorney General says that claim comes as a, quote, total shock because the state met all the guidelines in place for redrawing its districts. Emily Bazelon is a staff writer for the New York Times Sunday Magazine, and she's with us. She's also a research fellow at Yale University Law School, and she joins us from Yale's studio. Emily, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Emily, would you break this case down into pieces for us, starting with exactly who redrew these political districts in Alabama, and then what the resulting map looks like?
Sure. The Republican legislature redrew these districts after the 2010 census, and they redrew them to keep the identical number of African-American majority districts that existed in Alabama before the census. So we're talking about 8 out of 35 Senate districts and 28 out of 105 House districts. So from the point of view of the legislature, they were simply maintaining the status quo, and they say they were trying to make sure that Black voters had the political power to elect their candidates of choice in this concentrated number of districts.
Were they trying to correct a previous imbalance?
Not exactly. The Voting Rights Act has been interpreted in the past as, and continues to be interpreted or should be interpreted, as making sure that minority voters have the power they deserve at the polls. One of the issues becomes if you pack minority voters into a small number of districts, you might guarantee that they get to elect the people they want there. But then are you taking away their power throughout the state if they were more broadly distributed to build coalitions with non-Black, with white, and other minority voters? And so that is the tension that this case exposes.
What were the political or voting implications of the redrawing, especially keeping in mind that we just had an election last week?
Right. The big issue here is that when you concentrate Black voters in the South in a small number of districts, you essentially wipe out white Democrats. We now have a situation where the very last congressional representative who was white Democrat from the Deep South in Georgia just lost his seat in the last election. And that is part of a trend here where what we're seeing are Republicans elected from majority white districts and Black Democrats elected from majority Black districts, and not very much overlap.
Now, on the other hand, at the time these maps were redrawn, Alabama was required by the Voting Rights Act to get approval from the Justice Department, which it did to do this, and it also got approval from a U.S. District Court, which signed off on these. So why, if these legal bodies have approved it, is it now being opposed?
That is all true. However, Alabama, as you mentioned, is no longer subject to the Voting Rights Act. And so this is a separate legal challenge arguing that this is an impermissible race-based classification. This is just racial gerrymandering straight up, packing African-American voters into a small number of districts, taking away some of their political power statewide. And this issue of race-based classification is one that conservative justices in the Supreme Court have been very concerned about in other cases. And so it's sort of this liberal-conservative hybrid that you're seeing here.
So it certainly tells us something, I would assume, that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear it. It wants to weigh in, essentially.
Yes, it does. And the key issue here is, will the justices see this gerrymandering as race-based, all about herding Black people into a small number of districts, or will it see it as political, as just dealing with Democratic voters, a Republican legislature saying we're trying to diminish Democratic voting power?
And to clarify, if it were just politically motivated, that could be okay. If it's racially motivated, that is definitely not.
Yes, exactly. And you could argue that that is not a very sensible way of creating a legal standard here, but that is the law coming down to this case at this time.
Emily, I know there's a piece in Slate today by a UC Irvine law professor that really interested you that factors into this. Could you tell us how you see that relating?
Yeah, it's a piece by Rick Hazen, and he is arguing the points I was making about race versus party and pointing out this problem that if the Supreme Court decides against the Alabama Democratic Caucus here and allows the redistricting in Alabama to stand, a very likely outcome, that we are going to increasingly see in the South a division between parties that is also a division between races, where we have elected African-American Democratic legislators and elected white Republican legislators. And the Republicans will be representing majority white districts, and the Democrats will be representing majority Black districts, with very little exception or overlap.
Emily, what other big legal challenges do you see coming up related to voting and voting rights?
Well, you know, 2 years ago, the Supreme Court issued a major Voting Rights Act decision that has really changed the landscape of election law, particularly in the South. And so we're seeing challenges, for example, to a really strict voter ID law in the state of Texas, which before the Supreme Court's decision, that voter ID law would likely have been struck down. Now the Supreme Court may well uphold it. And so all of these cases, they're about the limited sway and power the Voting Rights Act now has in the South, despite the area's history of racial discrimination.
Emily Bazelon is a research fellow at Yale Law School and a staff writer for the New York Times Sunday Magazine. Emily, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.